the Miz and the Bats do all the damage. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers limped into the All-Star break, but they're absolutely on fire after the Midsummer Classic, now 7-2 after taking care of the Rockies in their series finale on Sunday.
There's Vaughn, deep left center. This one not coming back. Goodbye, Andrew Vaughn. 4-1 Brewers. Number 4 for Vaughn.
Brian Anderson on Brewers TV with the call. Milwaukee's only home run of the day. They clobber Colorado 11-2.
The young kids again. Lara, three really good at-bats. Pratt, Ortiz lifted us. And Bowers looks like he's his old self, which is really encouraging. Bryce's bunt. It changed the complexion of the first inning.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the mound. Jacob Mizorowski was nearly unhittable. 5 innings, 1 hit, 12 strikeouts, no walks. The crew now out west to take on the Giants for 3 starting tonight. Brandon Sproat pitches against Tyler Mahle. It gets underway at 8:45. Entering play this evening, the Brewers lead over the Cubs in the Central Division is back to 7 games. From the minors, the Timber Rattlers fall at South Bend 8-3. Beloit beats Quad Cities 10-8. To golf, Madison's Jerry Kelly stands alone.
Jerry wears the crown at the Kings after a royal performance. And he's the ISPS Handa Senior Open champion.
Kelly wins by 2 shots over 3 golfers, Matt Gogel, Cameron Percy, and Darren Finchart. To football, the Packers open up training camp on Wednesday at Ray-Nitschke Field. The workout will be free and open to the public starting at 10:30. And congratulations to Germantown High School and UW alum Brian Keller. Keller making his Major League debut with the Philadelphia Phillies over the weekend. On Saturday against the Yankees, he goes 3 innings, gives up 2 hits, 1 earned run, struck out 3. Keller was drafted 10 years ago in the 39th round by the Yankees. Great story of perseverance. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.